Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
For those MPs who'd spent years advocating a more Eurosceptic course for Britain, last week's vote calling for a cut in the EU budget was a triumph. Now they're hoping that this might prove a decisive step towards the door marked exit from Europe. There'll be another chance this week for those who'd like to see the back of Europe to have their say, as MPs will debate plans by the Eurozone to create a banking union. David Cameron will try to explain Britain's demands when he meets the German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week. But what chance is there that she'll give him a sympathetic hearing, especially given the battering he's already taken from his own side? Well, earlier I spoke to Janan Ganesh, political columnist for the Financial Times. I asked him whether any compromise was likely, given that Chancellor Merkel has her own strategy, promise an EU budget increase in return for indebted countries accepting austerity.
I doubt it, and Angela Merkel has the advantage of having many, many countries on her side of the argument. And these countries include a lot of the poorer EU members who support an increase in the budget precisely because they stand to benefit from it. They will receive structural funds and other transfers of cash if this budget goes up. David Cameron's position is a lone voice within the EU and is very unlikely to get his way on this issue. And ultimately, what we saw last week was David Cameron advancing a relatively pragmatic position, which is, look, the best I can get is a freeze in real terms. And the Conservative Party, or at least a large extent of the Conservative Party, which regards that political pragmatism as not acceptable.
And what about Labour's attitude? Do you think that Labour will demand he use Britain's veto to demand a cut?
Well, I think were you to ask that question of most observers in Westminster at the moment, they'd give you the same answer, which is, I have no idea. Labour's position on Europe must be now the most inexplicable of the three main parties. The Lib Dems are an unambiguously Europhile party. The Conservatives, almost uniformly Eurosceptic, albeit to slightly different degrees. With Labour, where are they?
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
For those MPs who'd spent years advocating a more Eurosceptic course for Britain, last week's vote calling for a cut in the EU budget was a triumph. Now they're hoping that this might prove a decisive step towards the door marked exit from Europe. There'll be another chance this week for those who'd like to see the back of Europe to have their say, as MPs will debate plans by the Eurozone to create a banking union. David Cameron will try to explain Britain's demands when he meets the German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week. But what chance is there that she'll give him a sympathetic hearing, especially given the battering he's already taken from his own side? Well, earlier I spoke to Janan Ganesh, political columnist for the Financial Times. I asked him whether any compromise was likely, given that Chancellor Merkel has her own strategy, promise an EU budget increase in return for indebted countries accepting austerity.
I doubt it, and Angela Merkel has the advantage of having many, many countries on her side of the argument. And these countries include a lot of the poorer EU members who support an increase in the budget precisely because they stand to benefit from it. They will receive structural funds and other transfers of cash if this budget goes up. David Cameron's position is a lone voice within the EU and is very unlikely to get his way on this issue. And ultimately, what we saw last week was David Cameron advancing a relatively pragmatic position, which is, look, the best I can get is a freeze in real terms. And the Conservative Party, or at least a large extent of the Conservative Party, which regards that political pragmatism as not acceptable.
And what about Labour's attitude? Do you think that Labour will demand he use Britain's veto to demand a cut?
Well, I think were you to ask that question of most observers in Westminster at the moment, they'd give you the same answer, which is, I have no idea. Labour's position on Europe must be now the most inexplicable of the three main parties. The Lib Dems are an unambiguously Europhile party. The Conservatives, almost uniformly Eurosceptic, albeit to slightly different degrees. With Labour, where are they?
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.